Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll give you the top five most powerful teams in the NFL right now. I actually had a hard time this week. It speaks to the parity of the league that I had a hard time coming up with teams number four and number five. Be curious to see where you're at after this past week, week four. I'll start us off here. Number five for me, I got the Denver Broncos.
Oh, wow.
I think the Broncos, even though they're 2-2, see, this is not some. Now, they're atop the AFC West along with the Chiefs. They're both tied there. But just watching them on a weekly basis, you know, they've lost a couple of tight games, whatever, the Colts game, they still should have won that game. Chargers, they lost a tight game. I think the Broncos are starting to get better as the year goes on. Their defense is, I know it was against the Bengals in a crappy backup quarterback situation. They're dominant, and they've got weapons all over the place offensively. I trust the head coach. I think they're going to end up being higher than number five, but right now I have the Broncos as the fifth best team in the league.
Wow, surprise. I don't have them. Interesting pick. I mean, this was a little bit tough for me as well, the first couple of slots here, because, I mean, no disrespect to the Giants, but the Chargers have to get penalized for losing
100%.
That. Green Bay's got to get a little penalized. I'm going to go with Kansas City. I'm going with the same division. Now, we know that Worthy is back. Rice is coming back, receiver in week seven. And they're 2-2. But they're also far from complete. That's why I tell you they're getting a couple of guys back, one of which already is back, I should say. And they've got to get more from the running game. Mahomes leads the team with 130 yards on the ground, which is not a recipe for them to be as good as they could be. But the coach, the quarterback, the pedigree, guys coming back, KC number five for me.
I have them at number four. And I don't think I've had them on my list before this, but they have to be up there. Their defense, you could tell they've now started to turn the corner a little bit. You mentioned guys getting healthy, but also just playing well. I mean, they basically dismantled the Ravens here past weekend. I was surprised. I know Lamar got banged up, but even before that, the Chiefs had that game well in hand. And just looking around the league, like, I don't see anybody, and I give them the advantage over Denver because they're the Chiefs, of course. Denver's got to prove themselves a little bit more. You could make the argument that Denver could be ahead of Kansas City. I'm going to just favor the Chiefs based on their pedigree, based on Mahomes being certainly better than Bo Nix at the very least. So for now, I wanted them in my top five. I put them one slot in front of the Denver Broncos at four.
Okay, I'm going to give this team some love that I do not think had a lot of love coming into the season. They were probably thought to be the second, maybe the third best team in this division. Talking about the NFC West, I'm going to go with the Rams here. I got the Rams now. And listen, I don't think the Colts, even though they won their first couple of games, are going to be a 12 or 13 win juggernaut here. But it was a good solid win. Good little test there. Nacua was ridiculous. 13 receptions for $170. Now, doing a little digging here. And I love Stafford. And I love the coach as well. They've got to get better on third down conversions. Again, this is a little bit of a deeper dive, whatever. All right, they're 14th in the NFL. If they could get, even if it's the back end of the top 10, I think the Rams could stay here all year. The Niners are banged up. Seattle's not that good. Do you really believe the Cardinals? I got some love for the Rams, number four.
Yeah, I like that. I think you had them on there last week as well, which was a good pick. I had the Niners on there. They're knocked off. They're banged up all over the place. I definitely could see the Rams. They were maybe one team that just missed the cut. The other three, I'm pretty sure, are going to be the exact same as I had last week. I'm going to go with the Eagles, number three. Hard to move them down. I'm not moving them up just yet. I know they're 4-0, undefeated, reigning Super Bowl champ. It just hasn't been as dominant as I like. When you talk about power rankings for me, I need to see some sort of dominance. They continue to win games, sure. I'm not seeing enough dominance to have them over my top two teams, so I have the Eagles, who I know were your number one last week. I have them at my number three.
Well, I know you love the team I'm getting to now. I got Detroit number three, and Detroit, it's funny because we thought they'd be, I mean, we talked about this with Francesa the day we played golf. He was down on them, so were we. A couple of offensive linemen gone, a couple of coaches gone, although I'm watching the Jets. So what, did Aaron Glenn even do anything out there in Detroit? Jeez. The fact that they got blown out in week one was like, whoa, geez, maybe everybody's kind of right about this team. But they came, and I know the Browns aren't good, but they came back, they laid it on them, and was it 34 or 40 to 10, whatever. They beat them up pretty good here. So Detroit is clearly one of the best teams in football. And, you know, I think that they could rise a spot before it's all said and done. But I'm gonna...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep them at three for me.
Yeah, number two for me is the Bills. Again, it's hard to knock the Bills. Some would maybe have them number one. You look at the AFC, they have been the most dominant team. They're 4-0. They've got the best superstar quarterback. They've got a head coach who's been experienced and had some success. If this is not the year for the Bills to get to the Super Bowl, when is? The Ravens are now toast. They're 1-3 without Lamar Jackson. The Chiefs aren't the Chiefs. The Chargers are beatable. Broncos are beatable. I mean, the Colts have Daniel Jones, for goodness sake. Even Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars, yeah, they're good, but they're not unbeatable. Nobody in the North now with Burrow out of the way. We mentioned Lamar Jackson. Steelers are good, but they're not that good. Like, this is the Bills conference to lose. I have the Bills at number two.
They're good, man. I've said it before. I wish I was a Bills fan. I just love everything about them. I love their quarterback. Their fan base is nuts. They've definitely got the best quarterback running back combo in football with Allen and Cook. Now, again, it's early, so you kind of grade the aesthetics here. I could easily have them one. You know, I don't love the fact that they didn't blow out Miami. Yep. I don't love the fact that this, but I don't, really don't love the fact that they didn't cover against New Orleans.
Right.
I bet that they would. But they beat them, so they didn't lay them out. And they have had some quarters. They usually start well, finish well, but they've had some, like, the meat of the games, second and third quarters. They've been a little flat in some instances, but I love Josh Allen, and I like McDermott. I don't love him. I like him, but the Bills to me are, you're right, they're the best team in the AFC, there's no doubt.
Yeah, and they have had a soft schedule here to start, so I understand that, and maybe that's why I just feel like the Lions are tougher, even though the Lions haven't played a tremendously tough schedule. Yes, Packers better. Ravens, week one for the Bills. Jets, obviously, week two. Dolphins, Saints, and you say what you will, yeah, they didn't cover against Miami. I don't think they covered.
They didn't cover against the Saints either.
They definitely didn't cover against the Saints.
Miami.
And now coming up, they got the Patriots this week.
The Patriots look pretty good.
I'm
curious. So I'm curious where they're going to go.
I mean, still at home, Buffalo's got to win at the Falcons, at Carolina, then Kansas City, the Dolphins. The Bills are going to go on. I would expect the Bills to go on some sort of run here. But I have them at number two, and you mentioned it before. Same team as last week. That was my number one team. I think the Detroit Lions are the best team in the NFL. They've got the defense to go along with that offense that cannot be stopped now. Looking forward to seeing what they could do moving forward here. But they're 3-1 in control in the NFC North. They're going to smoke the Bengals, you would think, this week with no Joe Burrow. They're lifeless. Chiefs, that'll be a fun game at Kansas City, Sunday Night Football in a couple weeks. I just think right now the Lions, the coach is hungry, coming off a disappointing year where people, to your point, counting them down a little bit, losing all the coaches that they have. I think the Lions are the best team in the NFL.
They might be. I'm going to stay with Philly here, though. I'm going to reward the champ here for having no blemishes yet. And by the way, they beat three pretty good teams. Some of these teams have gotten fat on bad teams. Mm. The Eagles have beaten some pretty good teams. Tampa Bay was an intriguing team. Now, they didn't crush them, but they won the game. Now, there's also a blossoming issue with their passing game here. You know, they didn't complete a pass in the second half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I get it.
They don't throw A.J. Brown the ball. Look, they're great. I get it. They keep winning, which is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some issues.
There are. But I also think that there's issues probably with every team, maybe with the exception of the Bills. Like, if the... Yeah, I mean, if the Eagles would have lost last week, I'd have the Bills 1, I'd have the Eagles 2, maybe even the Eagles 3, and maybe move up Detroit to 2. These are all interchangeable. One thing I feel pretty good about, certainly the top three teams for me, Philly, Buffalo, Detroit, they're not going anywhere this year. I do think that the Rams, who I have at 4, are going to be legit and probably win that division. And KC at number 5, I've just got great faith in them to remain in the picks in the mix as well.
4 of our 5 are the same. I just have the Broncos in place of the Rams. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.